Even an engineering investigator who had examined the cause of a space shuttle explosion was thoughtful and open-minded. I came out of the meeting realizing that only military people deal with randomness with genuine, introspective, intellectual honesty, unlike academics and corporate executives using other people's money. This doesn't show in war movies, where they're usually portrayed as war-hungry autocrats. The people in front of me were not the people who initiate wars. Indeed, for many, the successful defense policy is the one that manages to eliminate potential dangers without war, such as the strategy of bankrupting the Russians through the escalation in defense spending. When I expressed my amazement to Lawrence, another finance person who was sitting next to me, he told me that the military collected more genuine intellects and risk thinkers than most, if not all, other professions. Defense people wanted to understand the epistemology of risk. In the group was a gentleman who ran a group of professional gamblers and who was banned from most casinos. He'd come to share his wisdom with us. He sat not far from a stuffy professor of political science, dry like a bone, and, as is characteristic of big names, careful about his reputation, who said nothing out of the box and who didn't smile once. During the sessions, I tried to imagine the hotshot with a rat dropped down his back, putting him in a state of wriggling panic. He was perhaps good at writing platonic models of something called game theory, but when Lawrence and I went after him on his improper use of financial metaphors, he lost all his arrogance. Now, when you think of the major risks casinos face, gambling situations come to mind. In a casino, one would think, the risks include lucky gamblers blowing up the house with a series of large wins, and cheaters taking away money through devious methods. It isn't just the general public that would believe so, but the casino management as well. Consequently, the casino had a high-tech surveillance system tracking cheaters, card counters, and other people who try to derive an advantage over them. Each of the participants gave his presentation and listened to those of the others. I came to discuss black swans, and I intended to tell them that the only thing I know is that we know precious little about them, but that it was their property to sneak up on us, and that attempts at platonifying them led to additional misunderstandings. Military people can understand such things, and the idea became recently prevalent in military circles with the expression unknown unknown, as opposed to the known unknown. But I'd prepared my talk on 5 restaurant napkins, some stained, and was ready to discuss a new phrase I coined for the occasion, the ludic fallacy. I intended to tell them that I shouldn't be speaking at a casino because it had nothing to do with uncertainty. The uncertainty of the nerd. What is the ludic fallacy? Ludic comes from ludus, Latin for games. I was hoping that the representatives of the casino would speak before me, so I could start harassing them by showing politely that a casino was precisely the venue not to pick for such a discussion, since the class of risks casinos encounter are very insignificant outside of the building and their study not readily transferable. My idea is that gambling was sterilized and domesticated uncertainty. In the casino, you know the rules. You can calculate the odds. And the type of uncertainty we encounter there, we'll see later, is mild, belonging to mediocristan. My prepared statement was this: the casino is the only human venture I know where the probabilities are known, Gaussian, i.e. bell curve, and almost computable.